de Medicia, un paso. Let's see. Let's start from here. Hilchot Adlakat Nerot Shabbat. You know, we'll give a little introduction before we read the Halachot in the book. If we look at all the Tanakh, we don't have mitzvah Adlik Nerot Shabbat. Where did they get this mitzvah that we should light candles on Shabbat? In the Bible, there is one pasuk that we say it every Shabbat. Vekarata la Shabbat onim. Pasuk in Yeshaya. Kedosh Hashem mechubad, vechibadto me'asod derachecha, v'metzoh hafsecha v'daber davar. The Gemara learned many halakhot from this pasuk. In every word of it, there's halakha. Now, vekarata la Shabbat onim means you should enjoy yourself on Shabbat. Have onik Shabbat. How do you have onik Shabbat? How do you enjoy yourself on Shabbat? Gemara said, what do you do? Any one of the melachot is a violation of the laws. How do you make onik Shabbat? Word, ma'achal mishteh. The Gemara didn't use the word ma'achal mishteh. Dagim kitanim. The Gemara said certain kind of food, and that which means the onik of Shabbat should be recognized by the food that you eat on Shabbat. This is onik Shabbat. If this is the pleasure and the enjoyment of Shabbat, that means the minute the Shabbat comes, as the Shabbat enters, you have to have a Sa'uda. Sa'udat Shabbat. As they say, there is Shalosh Sa'udat Shabbat, one at night and two during the day. Now, when you come during the night to eat Sa'uda, if you want to enjoy it, you have to have
light.
Without light, can you enjoy it? You eat in the dark? I told you already the Rasha. What? Our rabbi said when Israel complained about the man. But they complained. They were eating everything. Everything they wanted, the taste of anything, they got in the man. But they got the taste. Why do you complain? But they said there. זכרנו את הדגם, ועתה נפשנו ישע אין כל, בלתי אל המן עינינו. We see man. That means it's true, we eat steak, we eat what we want, but we don't see it. And the senses, they like to be satisfied, each sense with it is exactly a natural sight as some enjoyment when you see the thing. That's why they complained, we didn't see steak, we didn't see lamb chops, we see man. For me, kan shemadniki nerot b'shabbat merase. Why? Because you don't enjoy the meal without seeing it. Then we know from this that the person has to have light on Shabbat. They call it really in the Gemara, shum shalom bayit. What shalom bayit? The person who doesn't have light, he gets up, he walks, he is going to fall. Then comes all kind of mahlokeh in the eyes. We don't have light, therefore you should have light. But really, originally, this is onik Shabbat. Now, since it is onik Shabbat to have light, there's mitzvah hachamim tekenu that he has to light candles for Shabbat. The question, why light candles? If this is only to have light, we have all the light today. We have the fluorescent, we have the spots, we have the chandeliers. Don't you say that onik Shabbat, that's why we do it? We have to have light? We have light. Why do we have to have light candles? But the idea is, suppose you come Friday night, say, Hashem Hashem Satat Shem Ladikna Shabbat. You put the switch, nothing goes on. Short circuit. That's the Brachal Batala, and no light. Therefore, the candles is within one's power, in his hand. There is the candles, he puts it on. He knows that he is going to have light now. Secondly, today, you rent a room. Well, in a hotel. Beautiful. All the chandeliers and all the spots. All of a sudden, what do you see? They put two candles on the table. On the other occasion, they have all the light. What do they put? Decoration. They beautify the place. It's more of an aesthetic feeling there is. This is same thing with Shabbat, to create a better atmosphere. Besides, they place the mitzvah on the lady more than the man. Really, if the lady is not in the house, the man has to do it. Because you have to have light in the house. Now, no matter, the duty is of everyone. They place it on the lady, they say, because the lady, she is in the house. But really, there's another reason. So the lady, she extinguished the light of man. Which light of the man? What is Chava. The light of man?
Chava.
The neshama. What is the light? Is the neshama, it's called light. Ner Hashem, neshmat Adam. Pasuk said. The neshama person is the ner of Hashem. That because the light that comes from Kadosh, Baruch Hu, the neshama is the light of the person, of a human being. Without neshama, is nothing. And she caused the death. She extinguished that ner. Therefore, they give her mitzvah of the ner, because every avera has to be mitukenet, fixed avera by the mitzvah, and that thing itself. She made avera of the ner, she makes mitzvah of the ner, mitukenet. She is correcting the avon that she did. That's according to the books. This is another reason why they placed it on the woman. And this is. We know that there is a mitzvah, להדליק נר שבת, ובוסיף ברכה, אשר קדשנו מצוותיו וציוונו, להדליק נר שבת. As I said, if you open the whole Bible, you don't find this commandment. But הקדוש ברוך הוא said in the Torah, ועשית על פי הדבר אשר יגידו לך. לא תעשו מן הדבר אשר יגידו לך ימין ושמאל. You have to do whatever חכמים tell you. If the Torah said you have to do what חכמים tell you, חכמים told you to light candles. Means just like the Torah is telling you, light candles. That's why we say, Asher Kedeshanu v'Mitzvotav, v'Tzivanu l'Adik Ner Shel Shabbat, because Hachamim told us. Then this is goes for every Mitzvah de Rabbanan. Hanukkah is Mitzvah de Rabbanan. And we say, Asher Kedeshanu v'Mitzvotav, v'Tzivanu l'Adik Ner Hanukkah. Same thing with all the things. If we Mitzvah de Rabbanan, we say, Asher Kedeshanu v'Mitzvotav, v'Tzivanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because he commanded us to listen to what Hakamim said. Now this is what we come to say. Al-Khot Ad-Latat Nerot Shabbat. Mitzvah Medivrei Sofrim Lehadlik Ner Be'erev Shabbat. Not B'Shabbat, Be'erev Shabbat. Means to be more. You know that there is a din of Shabbat itself. Shabbat every day is 24 hours. From sunset to sunset. Correct? If the day begins sunset, then it ends also at sunset the following day. If the day begins in Tzedek Kochavim, then it will be from Tzedek Kochavim to Tzedek Kochavim. But really, we have a doubt. Between Shkiah, between sunset, to Tzedek Kochavim, if it is a day or night. Therefore, Erev Shabbat, you can't do any work on this time of twilight, Venashem Ashot. That's called Venashem Ashot, from sunset to Tzedek Kochavim. Why? Because maybe this is a day. Maybe it is a night. If it is a night, it's Shabbat already. After Shkia. How can you do it? Misafek. If you do any work in that time, there is maybe Safek Mahalil Shabbat. Yeah, whenever there is Safek Deoraita, then you can do it. When comes the end of the Shabbat, again the same thing. You can't do anything in Ben Hashem Ashot. Because if you're doing Ben Hashem Ashot, maybe it is a day. You are doing it on Shabbat. Therefore, in Erev Shabbat, you have to start from, definitely, not from Tzedek Chavim, from Shkia. At the end of the Shabbat, you have to end, not in Shkia, in Tzedek Chavim. Because this isn't that, this isn't that. Then we are doing more than 24 hours. Will be how much more than 24 hours? Really, there is no Tosefet Shabbat in the Torah about Yom Shabbat. You have to be careful from Shkia to the term Tzedek Chavim. Shkia of Friday to Tzedek Chavim of Saturday. But you don't have to add anymore. We're a certain Tosefet Shabbat. We have a law that a person has to have Tosefet, Mosif ala Shabbat. Even when the day that you know, the time that you know, definitely it's not Shabbat yet. When is that? Before Shkia. Or after Tzedek Chavim, at the end of Shabbat, you have to add a lot. How much you add? Where did they say they have to add? Really, it's not written in Shabbat. It's written in Kippur. And it's there, 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 ומהערב עד הערב תשבתו שבתיכם. Very, very strange. He said, for Shabbat, Shabbat, Olachem, and Edem, the Shechem, Shal, Chodesh, Vaharem. Then, Tishbetu Shabbatechem. Once again, Tishbetu Shabbatechem. You make Shabbat of your own. Add a lot of. On the day of Shabbat. Take part of the Chol, add it to the Shabbat. That's written in Kippur. But Gemara said, Tishbetu Shabbat, Tishbetu, Vashabbatechem. Include the Shabbat. To have the Sefer Shabbat. Really, the Sefer Shabbat is not written in Shabbat, certain Kippur. There, this is what they say. The Sefer Shabbat, how much do you add from the halakha, Ikar halakha? If you add 2 minutes, it's enough, you add it. That's, the Torah didn't tell you how much you add, but then came the minhagim to make more. Then, I know in Yerushalayim, they make 40 minutes before Sunset Shabbat. They go around over there, they used to. Now they read the siren. They used to have, like a bugle, every block, somebody at the corner, he blows, that's what's written in the Gemara. During the Gemara, they used to make tikiyah. There it was 3 times they used to blow. One to tell them when to stop the war. One to tell them when they come into the city. One, they can tell them that Akatanera. They used to make in Yerushalayim when I was a child. They always, you see somebody going to every corner and he blows up. You go to, everybody knows it's Shabbat. Already you have to stop all your work. This is what used to be, now that became the siren. Today they know the time already. They tell them by all calendar and everything, when is the time for the Lakat Nerot. But as I said, then they use 40 minutes, that. Some places half an hour. The Syrian community here, they do it 15 minutes. The Ashkenazim, some of them they do it 18 minutes before. Some of them they do it 22 minutes before. Before Shabbat, Tosefet Shabbat. Of course, after definitely there is. That's called Tosefet Shabbat. But Tosefet Shabbat is like Shabbat itself. Of course, Shabbat there is Mita, there is Karet, there is Malkut. If a person did any melacha, if be'adim ve'atra'ah, hayav sekila. If be'adim ve'atra'ah, there is no adim, karet. If it is, sometimes there is malkut. Kol shehayav azedono karet, hayav shegato, hatat, im matrim bo, there is a malkut. If there is no mita, there is malkut. No. That is on Shabbat itself. How about the Tosefet Shabbat? Tosefet Shabbat is no karet. No Malkut. What is there? Mitzvah Aseh. The Torah said, Tishbetu Shabbatechem, to add. That is only Mitzvah Aseh. You violated the Mitzvah Aseh, which doesn't have no correct. And we know that Mitzvah Aseh, Shazeman Gerama, Nashim Peturot. And it should be the Sefer Shabbat, should not be for the ladies. But we know all the Mitzvot of Shabbat, including Mitzvot Aseh of Shabbat, the woman is Chayevet. For example, Kiddush. The woman has to do Kiddush of Shabbat or not? Kiddush is also Mitzvot Aseh Shazman Kerama. Has to do with certain time. Still and done, Isha Chayevet. Why? The certain Mitzvot Aseh Shazman Kerama that they tell us, Beferush, the Torah taught us that the woman is Chayevet. For example, you have to eat Matzah, Ner Pesah. Isha Chayevet or not? Of course Chayevet. That's Mitzvot Aseh Shazman Kerama. Why Chayevet? They tell you, the Torah said, "Lo tochal alav hametz, shvaat yamim tochal alav matzot lechem olim." In one pasuk, said, "Don't eat hametz when you make already Pesach, but you have to eat matzah." Now they connected the not eating the negative, not eating hametz, with the positive of eating matzah. Why? To tell you, "Kol sheyeshno belo tochal hametz, yeshno bekum echol matzah." Anyone that hayav and lo tochal alav Hametz, he has to do Tuchal Ala Matzah. Ve'isha Chayevet and all mitzvot lo ta'aseh. Because it's written in the Gemara. But Torah, Ukasha, Isha le'ish lechol onashim sheba Torah. And all lo ta'aseh, Isha kemo ha'ish. Because the whole idea of mitzvot ta'aseh is Isha p'torah. Why? Why mitzvot ta'aseh is onashim p'torah? Because since you tell her, at this time you have to do this thing, She'll tell you, maybe at this time I have to nurse my child. She has a certain duty, family duty to fulfill because of that family duty that she fulfills. That's why the Torah relieved her from Mitzvat Aseh, Shazman Gerama. But in Lot Aseh, why should she be relieved? That's why. And all Lot Aseh, Isha B'diyuk Kimo Ha'ish. That's in Lot Aseh. Now, Tosefet Shabbat is Mitzvat Aseh. And this is Shazman Gerama. Since we said Mitzvot Aseh Shazman of Shabbat, Nashim Hayavot, because Tosefet Shabbat, B'Shabbat is Lot Aseh. Therefore, in Kiddush also she is Hayavet because the Torah connected it. The wife and Kiddush were connected. In Hames Pesach and Sifmat Tzadid, what's the connection in Kiddush? Where do we see that she is Shat Yah Hayevet be Kiddush? We don't find it. But the Torah said, Zachor et Yom HaShabbat HaKadosho and Shamor et Yom HaShabbat HaKadosho. What is Zachor et Yom HaShabbat HaKadosho? What is Shamor? In Aseret HaDeberot and Yitro, there is Zachor et Yom HaShabbat HaKadosho. In Aseret HaDeberot Vet Hanan, there is Shamor et Yom HaShabbat HaKadosho. And they tell us, Zachor v'Shamor v'Dibur Echad Ne'emar. Said, what did Hashem say? Zachor or Shamor? Aseret HaDeberot of Yitro, what Hashem said. Aseret HaDeberot Vet Hanan, Moshe is repeating what? Quoting what Hashem said. And he's changing. What do you change? There are a few changes. And all the changes the books ask, why Moshe is changing the world? And they came and said, you know why he changed? Zachor, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said both. Zachor and Shamor. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu said both, then put both in both places. Put Zachor and Shamor at Yamash Baruch HaKadosh. And also in Aser Devot of Bet Hanan, should say Zachor and Shamor at Yamash Baruch HaKadosh. If we would put that we wouldn't know that was done by miracle by the Burahan. That's why he said Zachor and then Shamor. Zachor and Shamor. But now that's sitting one place Zachor, one place Shamor. When we heard, both of them as one word. Masha'ena pe yachol edaber, Masha'ena ozen yachola, Nishwan. It's a miracle. Who can say two words at once? No human being will be able to do that. Oh, you say Zachor, you say Shamor. Kadosh Baruch Hu says Zachor v'Shamor, they heard both words at the same time. V'dibur echad ne'emar. Now what? Why Hashem had to do all this? The miracle of Zachor v'Shamor v'dibur echad ne'emar. Take it with men even. Some people, they tell you, as long as I keep it myself, not to make any avirah on Shabbat, that's sufficient. Do I have to do also the mitzvot aseh? As long as I don't violate the laws of the Torah. Some people, they tell the opposite. I do what Hashem tells me to do. What Hashem tells me certain thing not to do is difficult. This Hashem will forgive me. Tell you both equally the same. Zachor, they tell us our Rabbi Zachor is not only remember. The simple meaning of the word Zachor is remember. There is another thing Zachor to mention, to say, the Hazkir. And we say the Zachor means to say. Well, why do we say? In Amalek, you remember the list? Zachor et asher asa lecha. Amalek. There definitely Zachor means you have to say it. Avot Adas. Zachor. Zachor. Balev.
Lo
tishkach. Hare amur. Lo tishkach. Amur. And I would say there at the end is written, Mahatim hezek Amalek. Lo tishkach. Then he said already lo tishkach. Why Zachor? Zachor lehazkir bapeh. They tell just like Zachor et asher asa lecha Amalek means lehazkir bapeh. Same thing, Zachor et Yom HaShabbat HaKadosho, you have to say that means the minute Shabbat comes, oh God, thank you for the gift that you gave us. The Shabbat is called gift, the gift that Hashem gave to Am Israel. Said HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Matana Yeshli, Shani Rotze Latet, the Am Israel. I have a gift that I want to give them. That's why they say, Rosh Shabbat Hayav Mita, this gift is not for you, it's for this one, the one that Hashem gave it to, that to Am Israel. And therefore, I have to mention the Shabbat, to say, this mitzvat aseh shazman gerama. But even though this mitzvat aseh shazman gerama, isha hayevet, she's obligated. Why? Because the Torah made them equal, the Zachor with the Shamor. Shamor is speaking about what? Shamor, watch yourself not to do wrong. That's his mitzvot lot aseh. The Zachor is the mitzvot aseh. And the Torah made the mitzvot aseh of Shabbat equal to mitzvot lo ta'aseh. Just mitzvot lo ta'aseh isha hayevet, mitzvot aseh also of Shabbat isha hayevet. That's why we know that the Isha Hayevet Bekiddush. Because she is Hayevet Bekiddush, she can make Kiddush for a man. Isha in the family, if all of a sudden the woman will make the Kiddush, the issue is Sayyid Hawato, because the obligation of a woman for the Kiddush equal to the man's obligation. That's why they are equal, equally the same. They say it's not proper that a man, what, he is the Amaret, she is the rabbi of the family. That means embarrassing for men. That means he doesn't know, she would say. If she, Hasbe Shalom, as I said, Tabo Me'era La'adam, Shishto Me'barechet Lo. But there is a killala, right? You shouldn't know. That they should know. Therefore, I say, the mitzvot answer of the Shabbat, equally to the mitzvot of the answer, to make a woman obligated in that mitzvah. The question is about Tosefet Shabbat. In Tosefet Shabbat, I said there is no lot answer. Lot answer there is in the Shabbat, lot answer kam lacha. But the Torah didn't say lot answer kam lacha, but the additional time that we give. Therefore, if there isn't, you may say, the woman is not hayavet. They tell us now, since she is hayavet mitzvot asev Shabbat, same thing, Tosefet Shabbat is part of it. But the question, how much is Tosefet Shabbat? As I said, the Torah did not tell you time, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, there isn't. Only the Torah, even if you made 2 minutes before, you fulfilled the mitzvah of the Torah. But the minhag is, if they tell you to make Tosefet, you don't leave it till the last minute. Yeah, what am I? This is what, as I said, we make the 15 minutes when I've come in. Why do I say all this? If a person all of a sudden, he came late. Oh, that's his lighting candles time. He came late, but there is still 5 minutes before. Still the woman can do the mitzvah. But we never mention it, because if we mention that to the people, you know what will be? Finish. They will forget about the time that you have. They won't add it, especially here in America. They look around, the day is very short. I have time, you know. We feel bad that in our day places they stop the work in the midday, 12 o'clock. Here all of a sudden come and tell them, even to Sefer Shabbat, this is not a Hayyub, Shema Israel, what will happen? Then, but this will come already Halul Shabbat also after. But I'm saying it that in case of emergency, they come sometimes, they go to hospital or for someone, and that they can rely on it. Because since the Ikar, Halakha, to Sefer Shabbat, there is no set of time. As long as you added a lot of you did it, we do not condemn those people that they have all of a sudden to attend emergency cases. Okay, this is only as introduction, I said, what we are learning about Adaka. Now, mitzvah medivrei sofrim, the rabbi said, mitzvah medivrei sofrim, lehadlik ner ve'erev Shabbat. He said, he called it that, medivrei sofrim, medirabbanan. Not the writer. I said I found the Asmachta where we karat al Shabbat on it. Hachamim explained on it, b'ma'achal u'mishte. But there is on it also, we said, that to light the candles for the ma'achal. If there is ma'achal without light, there is no on it, no pleasure. He has to be careful with this mitzvah. In what way? You know, there is a pasuk. Ze'eli ve'anbeu. Rabbi said, what Ze'eli ve'anbeu? Ze'eli ve'anbeu has different explanation. There is explanation, Ze'eli ve'anbeu, mahlokat tanaim. One said, Ze'eli ve'anbeu means I will nave, there is el neve kochecha, at the end of Yosha, there is el neve kochecha. What's neve kochecha? Nave is the dwelling place of a person. It's called nave. Now maybe, I'll make a dwelling place in my heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's when I'll put HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my heart. This is Ve'anvehu. Ya'aselo dira v'kirbi. In me there is a dwelling for her. That means I always think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one Ve'anvehu. There is another Ve'anvehu. Comes from the word Na'e. Na'e means beautiful. Oh, this one. Adam is in Na'e. What's Na'e? It's nice looking. And this is, then the Anvil comes from the word Na'e, that do the mitzvah, everything that of God, you shall do it nice. As in Etrog, what is a peri ayetz? Hadar, mehudar. And if only the Etrog has to be mehudar, the lulav doesn't have to be mehudar. The lulav also mehudar, but the Torah didn't say kapot emarim hadar, it said peri ayetz hadar. But kapot emarim, there is the eli ve'anver. You make it nice. Every mitzvah that you do, should be mitzvah. You have a talet, chas v'shalom. If you take a talet, torn, dirty, messy, you get to those shtiblach that there is always among Ashkenazim. Oh, the taletot are torn, dirty, and they come, they take it, ha, asha kedeshayinu b'mitzvah yisavet zivonu la, leithat epetzisis. And you see all that, it's my side. The talet is not white anymore. Already so yellow and so on. This is not the divine will. Should be. Then the Sephardim are more careful with this mitzvah than others. In all Batei Knesiyot of Sephardim, and as they used to have a carp, there's a, it's, you can't believe it, our cushions on those benches, and it goes into a, it can sit with Ashkenazim, piece of wood, hard, you know, sit down. He said, one Ashkenazi rabbi once told me, when I envy you Sephardim. Oh, the, but the Knesiyot Shelachem, they are so neat, so good. Not like us. The Ashkenazi told me that. And they realize that there is. That's Ze Eli Ve'anveo. Sukana'a, Kelim Na'im, Taletna, Tefilim Mehudarim. What is the Tefilim Mehudarim? Ze Eli Ve'anveo. And this is what we say here. If you are going to light candles, make it a nice candle. La'asaton Ner Yafeh. The Amar Rabuna, Haragil Baner, if a person is accustomed to do a nice candle, Avyan Lebanim, Talmud HaChamim, God will give you good and nice children. What's nice children? Scholars. They know how to learn. What kind of scholar we talk about? A scholar that he knows how to do all kind of Has V'Shalom, different things to, for benefit of the people, to enjoy life, you know. The beauty of it, the learning of Torah. If they know to learn Torah well, as the Kadosh Baruch Hu will give them enough chokhmah, wisdom, to learn the Torah. If a person doesn't have the wisdom, he doesn't have the talent, can't learn Torah so much. Talent is, of course, from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But the only thing, one thing, they told us in the Bible. If a person, even though he doesn't have the chokhmah, if you let him study Torah all the time, he gains chokhmah. I do it Hashem ne'emana, mahkimat pedi. That's the assurance that David the Melech writes in Tehillim. If you read Torah, even though if you weren't wise, you become wise. By the learning of the Torah, the Kadosh Baruch Hu opens your eyes to know more. That's why David the Melech said, Gal einai be'abita, nifla'ot mitoratecha. Open my eyes that I will see the wonders of the Torah. Needs help of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you learn Torah, a Kadosh Baruch Hu will help you. We can testify that many times we saw people that they were absolutely, there's a blockage in their mind. But by the study of the Torah, learning and learning and learning, they became unbelievable, so smart and so. They said, if a woman is very careful with Ner Shabbat, or any person, I mean men, if he is the one lighting the candles, he sees to it that you make the mitzvah in the proper way. Nice. He doesn't bring a little container that was so dirty and messy to put it there, to put oil in it. And it's terrible. It's not appetizing at all. But this is for a gil b'ner, he brings ner good. Avyan lebanim tamideh hachamim. בשבת וראוי לאישה להתפלל לאחר הדלקת הנרות. It is proper that the woman, after she lights the candle, to make a special prayer for the family. There is already many, many prayers that were written. I wrote special prayers for all those that they get married, for the marriage time, and for the time for lighting candles. I changed it already 4 times. I gave it to Karl, and Karl makes it very fancy. And the Hebrew is in my own handwriting, and the English, of course, the translation, it's printed. She makes it fancy, very appetizing. They take it, the girls, and they pray. I told them, I'll always tell them, do it also, and the time you light the candles. What does she pray? She prays for her family. She prays for her husband. She prays for her children, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give her the possibility to live a peaceful life with her husband, with the children, and to let the children be successful in their learning. Their prayer at that time more accepted than other time. Because when she comes to do this mitzvah in such a beautiful way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you deserve that your prayer will be accepted. And you see, they put also some charity box. Do it. Anything you add to it, it's good for the success of the family. I said, "V'ra'u l'isha leitpalel l'achar hadlakat hanerot." What is she going to pray? "Shehashem yitbarach yiten labanim talmidei chachamim meirim b'torah ner for ner." I tell them, the girls ask me, "Rabbi," I tell them, you know, if you do the mitzvah of hadlakat hanerot, lighting candles properly, God will make your children smart, bright. The girls said, "Rabbi, what's the connection? It doesn't make sense. I would light the candles, you will be smart." I said, "Yes, we believe in midah, keneged midah. You do mitzvah of the light. If you do it properly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you light in your life. What's a better light than children successful and smart? God forbid if there is one child slow, what they do? The parents tear their hearts apart, that there is darkness in the house. But when they are smart, the house is filled with joy, happiness. That is the light. Light for light. You do mitzvah of the light, God gives you light in your life." I say, "Me'irim b'torah, ki b'sha'at asiyat ha-mitzvah, ha-tefillah nishma'at b'yoter." When she does this mitzvah, the prayer will be more accepted. And this is the Rishonim said it. The rabbi is only quoting something that there is. And that's like I'm trying to elaborate, to explain. The rabbi puts it in short sentence, but there is a lot what to speak about. Now, me'ikar ha-din, day la'adik ner echad. From the din, it'd be sufficient to light. Well, as long as you have light, that's the main thing. But we say at least they should light 2 candles. Why? The Midrashim said, one keneged zachor, and one keneged shamor. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught us Zachor v'Shamor b'dibur ha'le'emar, and one aset ha'dibirot seten Zachor, one Shamor. What the idea, Zachor and Shamor? If it would be 10 words, different ones would say 10 nerot. But the idea is, as I mentioned before, the Zachor speaking about mitzvot ase, the Shamor speaking about mitzvot lot ase. The whole mitzvot of Shabbat is all mitzvot ase and mitzvot lot ase. And therefore, a person should know that they are both equally important. That's why we put 2 nerot, to say that one for Zachor, and Shamor to remember that we have to do the mitzvot aseh of Shabbat and mitzvot lot aseh of Shabbat. Now, me'ikar ha-din, day la'adik l'echad l'chad Shabbat, mikol makom, minhagenu, minhag Am Yisrael, la'adik l'pachot, 2 nerot. Echad keneged Zachor, echad keneged Shamor. But of course, if you put like more, the better. As they say, kabedu Hashem ba'urim. I tell you, when you come, Yom Tov, make honor of Hashem by bringing more light. The more light brings more joy, better feeling. Therefore, the more you put, הרי זה משובח. יש הנוהגות להדליק 7 נרות או יותר. Some people, they tell you, don't you bring, make a difference on Shabbat from weekdays? In Aliyot, weekdays, how many Aliyim? 3. Come Shabbat, 7. Just like the Shabbat, you make 7 olim, you make also 7 candles. There are many reasons why for the 7. Now he said, 7 days in a week, because of the blessing of the whole week comes from the Shabbat, that's why they do 7. There are different reasons. Some ladies, they make the look. How many members she has in the family? She lights the same amount of candles. The newly born child, they add another candle, since the candles have come according to number. But the truth Today, that's what the custom is, to light two candles for Shabbat. As we say, because of Zohar and Shamor. Really, in the Middle East, they did not light candles. What did they light?
Oil.
They had a bowl, oil in it, and the wick that there is used to be around, surrounded with number of candles. Every community, a different amount of candles, how many wicks they put. And this is what brought the thing here, mistake in this community. When I came here, many, many people did not light the candles of Shabbat. And we didn't know about it. I happened to know only by mistake. What happened? I was speaking at the beginning when I came here. I'm talking close to 50 years ago. I'm speaking in the classroom to the children, talking about lighting candles of Shabbat, how important is it. Come one of the children who comes from a good family. His father was one of the rabbis. I said, Rabbi, my mother is not lighting candles for Shabbat. I said, come on, what are you talking nonsense? Your mother, she's a rabbisa. Surely she does. I said, no, my mother is not lighting candles. I know. Sure enough, the women came that week. I called the woman. I called her. I told her, do you light candles for Shabbat? I said, no, that's a Ashkenazi minhag. We don't have this minhag. We don't have this custom. I said, minhag Ashkenazi? Shema Yisrael. He said, halacha la'adik ner, shechan aruch. What do you mean? I said, no, Rabbi. I come from Halab and I know. My mother did not light candles. Your mother in Halab didn't light candles? That was so strange. Then came to my mind, I said, did your mother make the araya? Araya, that's the bowl that they put on. Yeah, she said, yes, but she didn't light candles.
Yeah.
Oh. I said, okay. If you make like your mother did with oil, even better here. Yeah. But if you don't make the oil, you don't make candles. The idea is to have light of candles. What do you mean? I made a campaign in the community. Don't ask. Started speaking on it from the pulpit on Shabbat. I spoke, that's all. Then I found out that many did not like it. Because there they did it differently. They said this is from Ashkenazim. Then we made a very big campaign in Baruch Hashem. All in our community, they knew that there is a mitzvah that did near for Shabbat. This is the mistake that they have sometimes in mind. Ladies don't know the difference. My mother didn't do. She didn't. But she did something better. You are not doing the better. You left the better. You don't do the least. That's what he said. If a woman had the custom to light seven, and now she wants to change her mind. Said, do I have to do seven? I didn't know. I heard the rabbi said two is enough. I'll make two. I said, "En la lifhot b'mespar nerot." She should not lessen the number. She said, to come to change. I want to change. Since her custom was something custom that there is, a foundation, a basic thing in the law, you don't change. You have to continue following your custom. But if she tells them, sometimes there is poor people, they can't afford it. All of a sudden, Sheb'a Nerot, to put seven candles, costs more every Shabbat. She wants to minimize the cost of the candles. Sheb'im Rotsa Levatel Minhaga. Because economically they want to save. This doesn't happen in America. America, you put two, seven, no difference. Now I said, Nachon Yoter Shtanse Atara Bifne Shlosha. She has to make Atara to inform with three people, then they make the Atara for her in order to be able to minimize it. If she would say at the very beginning of her life, I would light seven candles b'li neder, not making it a vow upon myself. Because something you do already three times without saying b'li neder, it becomes a mitzvah to do it. If she is only changing it once in a while, how? woman, she's in the hospital, going to deliver a child in the hospital to put Shab'an-Nirad. She wants to put only Shtan-Nirad. So she could do that. אפשרה להציג שבענות, אין השיחה טובה. ונכון, the right way is שבזמן שמתחילה לדאוג לנהוג להדליק שבענות, תתנה שאינה מקבלת עליה ונגד ונדר, ואז תוכל שנות נגד ולשמה טובה. Any woman always, she should train her not to make seven נרות. If she does, she should say at the beginning, I'm making it not as a promise to do it all the time. That if I can, I will do it. If I can't, I will do only two. דלת, אפילו עני שאין לו למה לאכול חייב במצוות הדלקת נרות, ושואל על הפתחים ולוקח שמן או נר ומדליק, שזה בכלל עונג שבת. ואם אין ידו משגת לקנות נר לשבת וגם יין לקידוש, נר שבת קודם, יקדש על הפת. This is a very important הלכה, that people would think exactly the opposite. If people are poor, they can't afford it. It's very hard for them even to have enough for the food. They have to light candles. That's what we learned in Pesach. אפילו עני שואל על הפתחים, what is ארבע כוסות? חכמים תקנו to drink four cups of wine. The man doesn't have enough money to spend. What they do? The candles say, we can. We'll do only one kiddush. No, ארבע כוסות is חיוב, חכמים תקנו. And even if he doesn't have, he has to go to beg to get money for wine. Baruch Hashem, this is one of the things today that when they give the aniyim, they call it kemhad pesha. They give them matzot, they give them lamb. They give also wine. Today, aniyim, they give them. Here you don't see this, but in Eretz Yisrael, they give to the poor people matzot and wine, matzot and wine. This is not because the ani has to take even from the charity box in order to give him to have enough wine for Arba Kosot. Just like Arba Kosot Hayam, same thing, Chuvah of lighting candles for Shabbat. It's a Chuvah to have candles for Shabbat. Even if they will have to beg, even though they tell us, Aseh Shabbatecha Chol, ואז תצטרך לבריות. You make the Shabbat a weekday, just not to be in need of the people that they will support you. That mean when they say Aseh Shabbatecha Chol, it doesn't mean to work on Shabbat and to make it whole. Means the food of Shabbat, make it like food of the weekdays in order not to bother the people to support you. This is Aseh Shabbatecha Chol. Then even though we say Aseh Shabbatecha Chol, the Hadlakat Nerot is very important. That the Hachamim said they should take it even from charity to make a Hadlakat Nerot. Here there is a question then. If a person has enough money for one of the mitzvot, what are the mitzvot? There is Hadlakat Nerot, and there is also to make Kiddush. I can't buy wine if I buy candles. Or I can't buy candles if I buy wine for Kiddush. What comes first, Kiddush or candles? The wine or the candles? Common sense, every man will tell you. Oh, it's Kiddush. Kiddush is in the Torah. What's the Kiddush in the Torah? Zachor et Yom HaShabbat to say Kiddush. And Kiddush from the Torah. How can you leave the Kiddush the Torah to do mitzvah candles that's from Hachamim? No, but it's not true. Kiddush is not the Torah on the wine. Kiddush on the Torah to say Kiddush. We make Kiddush all din Amidah also. Baruch Ata Hashem Kadesh HaShabbat. You can come and make Kiddush on the bread. You don't have to make it on wine. When Hachamim told you to kiddush, if you don't have wine, you make kiddush on the bread. How do you make kiddush on the bread? You go, you make netila, you come and say, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokim Melech Haolam Umotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokim Melech Haolam Asher Kedeshanu Mitzvotav Tzvan Asher Kedeshanu Mitzvotav Berachah Vedekiddush. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokim Melech Haolam I got mixed up now. He said Berachah Dekiddush. No Boreh Pe Gefen. Motzi Lechem Natz instead of Boreh Pe Gefen, and he makes Berachah Dekiddush on the bread. Then you do fulfill your duty. And then since Kiddush you can make it on the bread, therefore The mitzvah ner comes before wine. And even when we take wine for kiddush, what do we say? There is a shem yehud. It's a mechabenim. The kayem mitzvah aseh min haTorah, which is kiddush. But also, mitzvah aseh medivrei sofrim lekadesho al hayayin. Why we make kiddush al hayayin? Because anything of simcha that you make mitzvah, we do it on wine. There is a pasuk in the Bible that make on the mitzvot the simcha on wine. That's why we do berakha on the wine. Hachamim tikenu lebarech the kiddush al hayayin. For the Rizboreh Pergeben, and because Asher Kadosh Hashem Ratzah Banu, V'Shabbat Kodesho V'Ahava V'Ratzon Hatam. Because I said B'Mitzvotav, I added. Asher Kadosh Hashem Ratzah Banu. This is the Berkat Kedosh of Shabbat. Now, אפילו עני שאין לו מה לאכול חייב במצוות הדקת נרות. לשואל על הפתחים, he go to bag, ולוקח שמן או נר ומדליק, שזה בכלל עונג שבת. אם אין ידו משגת לקנות נר לשבת וגם יין לקידוש, נר שבת קודם, מקדש על הפת. אוקיי. Then, מי שאין לו לנר אחד בלבד, וכגון, שנמצא בבית האסורים וחייסה בדי פרסן, happened to be, he has only one candle. He is in jail. He happened to have one candle. He doesn't have two. There is many cases how you will have only one. וחייסה בדי. והוא בערב שבת של חנוכה, תדליק הנר לחנוכה עם הברכות, ואת אור החשמל ידליק לצורך נר שבת. He talks only when there is נר חשמל. But sometimes there's no נר חשמל, only נר קנדל. ורשאי אף לברך.